Hello, everybody. Welcome to the post show here on Patreon for Oddballs. Oh, my goodness. This episode, a lot happened. We'll call this episode...
Dude, Jesse, what?
Deathisode. I didn't make these roles happen. You rolled the roles.
I think this was probably the worst, the episode with the most zeros, like by far.
I think it was the most zeros in a row. We
tried everything. Tried everything.
That was, yeah. You're all injured. Some of those roles might have been ones had you not suffered as many injuries as you had. Let's be real though. Some of you did these injuries on purpose. I'm not naming names. Someone decided to jump kick a door without checking the door first. Without even examining the door, jumped through the door.
What kind of police station has glass doors as its front door? What if a glass thief comes by, huh?
Uh-huh.
A glass thief.
Totally. Yeah. Like the pharmacist glass thieves in the police station.
That's where the drugs are. Flash supervillain, the glass thief. He comes and steals everybody's windows. It's a real bastard.
That's where the drugs are.
Yeah.
I blew my mind.
That's too nutty, man.
Before I think Clarence and Fern got injured, we both burned all our luck and rolled like 36 dice and failed all of them.
No.
Great.
Fern is the only one who's not injured.
Yeah, I'm injured too. Yeah, everybody's hurt.
Yeah.
So, this episode involved you guys all getting hurt in some terrible way, mostly because you failed. You just failed rolls. And so you notice one of the things that is a key feature of this game, which is, again, I think a lot of people were like, oh my God, they're going to die.
You can't die.
The lucky part about this game mechanic is that I can't just flat out kill you. I can't do it. But what I can do is I can give you terrible, terrible, like, for example, Clarence is now both injured and he's afraid. And should he get two more negative effects, he literally becomes lost. Like he becomes, the status is known as broken and he's mine. I control his character at that point and can make him do whatever the hell I want, which can make him into a terrible person. Like I can, Fern, if you become broken, I can make you become terrified and have you run off into the woods. Yeah. And your character becomes mine. Like that's just what happens. So while you don't die,
Davis. I think the only two is like Sam can save us with her leadership, and then grandmas.
Yeah.
Oh, grandmas.
So the power it's one of those things where that's why Sam is such a good character as a leader, because if you ever fall to the darkness within yourselves, she's the only one that can save you.
I gotta live.
Terrible things can happen to all of you. I mean, it can get worse and worse and worse and worse, and your roles as a result will suck more and more and more. And then just like today, as you saw, the more hurt you got, the more snowball effect happened, where suddenly none of you could do anything because of all the negative side effects you had. And so every role you had was just another zero, which makes it just more difficult. So everyone in chat was like, this sucks and this mechanic's awful. It's like, well, they're negating their roles. Like, this is what happens if you get more hurt and more wounded as time goes on and you don't address it. And so over the course of the game, you got hurt. And so it just makes it worse and worse and worse and worse and eventually cascades into that's like the losing state is when all four of you become broken. And then you can actually lose. You won't die because it's a game where you don't kill kids, but it's a game where you like, and then they were stuck in this other world forever and we never saw them again. The end, like that kind of stuff.
God.
Yeah. So that can happen to you.
Spooky.
So
there, I don't like it.
Yes, there's that potential. There's the potential that, you know, Eddie could
jump out of a second story window.
Some sort of panic, I guess.
Glad he did not get to do that. I was like, Eddie's gone. He's going to end up in a trash can somewhere.
If this was any other game, you would have jumped and killed yourself. Like, just because the zero roll. Because I can't have a kid jump out a window. This is just like you tried and you failed to even jump. And then you just got hurt even more because of it.
God.
And so that's sort of like the mechanic is you were, thankfully you had a 3 in there as like a comeback where you're like, screw it. I can move across the wall. So when you needed it, you did have some good rolls, which is good. But I think at the core of the gameplay is the fact that like, you can't really die of your own volition. the worst that can happen to you is you keep sucking to the point where I'm like, your character's so terrible, you don't get to play your character anymore. Sorry. Like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I really wonder why these birds responded so well to Sam. Like they, I'm assuming they were just like, oh, she's definitely like alpha, like dominant. Like,
yeah.
Again, it's like, are they really birds? Are they really birds or are they like trapped souls or some shit?
Right. Cause that one barked. That's why.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it was more of the noise that Jesse made at the moment. I don't know. I wanted it to be like a screech, but it came out like a bork. So, you know, I'm just going to go with it. But it wasn't like, it was also a dog. No, like it wasn't. Don't read too much into that.
Soul of dogs. Yeah, okay,
don't read too much into that one.
Okay. That was just
be a good boy.
That was just me being very bad. No.
Right.
Yeah. So you have any thoughts or questions or anything about this week that you're curious about?
I think this is honestly the most actual, real, physical danger we have ever been in. Like, even beyond anything running from the government or whatever, or being trapped, or this is like the most actual peril we've ever been in.
We need to start packing weapons.
Ever shed.
Yeah, we need weapons.
Agreed.
And I think that is exactly why I say that, is because like we've really as a group never been in that kind of danger before. So we didn't even think about it. We were like, well, you know, whatever, we'll just run away. But that really didn't become an option for us. We need to really think about that. If we do anything like this again, we need to actually think about what can we do to defend ourselves? What can we do to really protect ourselves from real mortal peril?
Well, like, I had plans, like if anybody found like a mop or a broom, I was going to try and make a spear, like wrap some glass around it so we could like stab something if we needed to, or even like if it came down to it, maybe the sprinkler system, since it's, you know, water pressure, it doesn't need electricity, make it like put the lighter up to it to like scare them so we can get away.
Oh,
but
yeah,
we just got wrecked by rolls, so I never really had to do any of that.
I mean, you have time in this pharmacy to look around when we come back next time to see what there is in there. To sort of put yourselves together and heal up and figure out what you want to do. Clearly, you're still trying to make your way through town. And spoilers, as you go through town, it's only going to get, you're going to the heart of darkness. You're going into a place that like is not safe. So just be prepared. Knowing what you said now, we should bring weapons. Be prepared.
We can just leave.
Prepared.
Kids, we've been hurt. Just, I'm going home, guys.
Hand the balls back to one of the Alistairs. Like, you guys want them so bad. Like, here you go. It's totally cool.
Oh me.
It was, go back to high school.
It was rough, and because of the roles, but we didn't come out empty-handed. Like we know that maybe the fog comes from the sewers. That's something we got out of it.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, the fog's definitely rolling up from the sewers into the police station now. That's for sure.
Well, we don't know what it is. We don't even really know what it does. Other than that, we don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
We just know that it's bad. We don't like it.
You can always just go and stand in it. Next time you can just, if you want to see, you can just go into the fog.
Just walk straight on in.
Cool.
Yeah. You've never, it didn't like turn far into a, like a terrible monster or anything. It's just a fog. But you've never actually taken the time to go in it. So that's another option. If you want to get crazy with it, you can do that as well.
It could just be the beast that's in our world now that comes along with the fog.
Yeah, the beast isn't even here. The beast isn't even in this reality. It's stuck in yours.
Oh. Yeah. There's only one. There's
a place that's safe, though, because that's where the people who live here go. So there is some safety from the fog. Some sanctuary.
Yeah, the town. They were going
we just don't know where
to
it is.
Town.
Yeah.
I just don't know like where that safer area is, because they always got caught by the fog.
Yeah.
In that reality, they did.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah, cool, we're dead. Wait for next time.
Yeah, cool.
Yay, we're dead.
Watch our untimely demises next week. 3 p.m.
Yeah, everyone tune in next time for everyone's death.
Yeah.
Everyone dies. Yay.
Yeah. Woo! All right. Reroll.
I don't know. Cool. I don't know what everyone's schedule is next week because of TwitchCon. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely out.
Wait, is that next week? Oh Lord, I'm definitely out.
Yeah, I'm out.
That was the week
next
after.
Thursday's the 25th, I think.
Yep. Totally am.
So there probably won't be an episode next week, but we'll talk about it and we'll let everyone know when the next one is. Yep. But that's it for us. Thank you all so much for watching. And we will see you next time when everyone dies.
Question mark.